Jingles.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for April 13th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This broadcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Today we're going to feature a little gloating about the end of Mike and Mike on ESPN 980. We'll feature six wonderful new songs, a few clip segments on Steve Sands' 995, a brief discussion on how so often so many of these songs are being done by multiple people at the same time, all that plus the triumphant return of the Schwitz break and the mailbag. Change the time, why don't you change the time? 10 to 12 really blows. I'd listen live on my morning drive, and I'm sure that ratings would thrive if you move the show. It's clear that you don't know what you're doing. What's with that syndicated crap you always play? I don't like Mike and Mike. No one likes Mike and Mike. It's 4 hours of dead air time every day. It warms my heart that just like last year with the introduction of the ridiculous Man Cave show, that ESPN 980 has decided to bump the syndicated garbage that is Mike and Mike and replace it with local programming. So Chris Cooley is going to move from afternoons to mornings, and Tony is going to move back an hour from 11 until 1, which for a local listener is wonderful because on lunch I can hear that show. I can finally listen live for a change. Now, the sad news is that Kevin Sheehan is going to be co-hosting that show with Chris Cooley. So from 7 to 11, he's going to be fully booked because that show is going to be live. And that's presumably the same time that Tony will be taping unless they decide to do their show live, which is, I really wouldn't expect. So Kevin will be leaving the show. So the next two songs, I want to take a victory lap on Mike and Mike. And then Robert Berg has a just-in-time reaction to the news that Kevin will be leaving Tony's show, most likely as of May 2nd.
Girl, sometimes I wonder how these sales weasels keep their jobs. But every now and then, even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
That show was on forever. God, I don't know why. Who could have possibly wanted 4 hours of those two guys? Silence is better on my morning drive. If I had to choose between Mike and Mike and waterboarding, it's a tie. Try as I might to avoid them outright, their vapid banter is even on satellite. Pain in my ears nearly brings me to tears, turning my radio down. But now it's done, it's the end of the show on DC Radio. It was horrible, and it bothered me. Did it bother you? Oh, it's the end of the show.
I never knew anyone respected whatever it is you do, beyond collecting Under Armour ties and suits and hungrily consuming grim obituaries. Now you're dead to me, until I need a salt deposit from your progeny, or get the weather reports from Henry, who's carving notches on his new bedpost in Lusby. Kevin is leaving, and I my newsman Santangelo thinks this guy's the best journalist since Walt Cronkite. That jetpack dude, it'll probably be a while till he can chew his food, drinking potato salad through a tube. And Kevin's laughing so hard that he's really crying. Here's a coupon to the Golden Corral at the Boulevard. Oh wait, this is an ad, I'm a moron. I forget what was the vital point that I was making. Everyone knows I have the attention span of a brain-dead clam. Who plays Superman in real life? And what's the deal with next day blind?
Robert Berg's instant reaction to the sad news that Kevin is dead to the show, moving to his own show from 7 to 11 every day. So, you know, life gives and life takes away. So we wish Kevin the best. I hope he's able to join us this summer for TK Jingles Live in Northwest DC. We should hopefully be able to announce a location. I expect Nigel might mention it on the show soon. We'll have that wrapped up here in the next couple of days, I think. It's looking really good, so I'm excited. And things are surprisingly going well with that whole arrangement. So let's play six new songs here. First, I Wish I Was Balder by Luke Overbay. A wonderful lament about how bald people are just so much more successful than the rest of us. Then Elliot Olshansky collaborating with Michelle Negrelli on a parody of Memory for David Aldridge. Dylan, who's on a roll lately with Come On Man, What Are We Doing Out There, Man? And then a segment on, we're going to play three songs here of the new songs on Old Guy Radio Stories. So we have Robert, Solnicki, and John Fitzpatrick collaborating on Runaway. Dylan again with He's Daryl Landon, and Mojitos at Half Price by Steve Lipton, the OGR just-in-time specialist himself. So enjoy these six new songs from TKJingles.com.
Hairline. I wish I was a little bit balder. I wish I was a golfer. But my handicap is as crappy as a toddler. Maybe because my hair ain't as bare, it's a problem. And I'll teach a golfer. I wish I was like Jordan Spieth. He's in golf's new paradigm. And you know his hairline sure is shortening. He has made a fortune, see, but his status can't be just from practice or skill-related sorts of things. It's his depilated dome. Just like Tony K, he has no mane. It's gotta be why they're made of dough. And look at Wheelbond, y'all. He's friends with Magic and Charles. I'm not surprised that they've all gone bald. And that's no analytics, but look at their vorp. I mean their value over replacement plugs. Cal Ripken's peak was on fleek. Y'all see the Hall of Famer doesn't have a long streak. And King James, I think I found why you got a crown around the time your head been crept past the foul line. Now why? See the correlation, or Lacker had an inverse Samson situation. Putin's bald pate can rule a nation, and dispatch Harry Bears with really no hesitation. RG3's locks are lavish and long, yep. I think I see where he went wrong. I wish I was a little bit balder. I wish I was a golfer. Win that mean game that brought me fame and some dollars. Maybe I should nail all my hair up there. That would really solve it. I wish I was Michael a little Jordan, bit balder. I wish
Larry
I was a
David,
golfer.
But my Sean Connery, as a college. Bruce Willis, David Simon, James Carville.
David likes his musical theater. He's seen Cats many more times than most other straight men. Thanks to Tony, he now knows who the Rolling Stones are. And he went to America. Every time he's on TV, Tony says, hey, I know him. Now he's explaining the Wizards' failings, their playoff hopes are
man.
What are we doing out there, man?
Come on, man.
What are we doing out there, man?
Come on, man.
We should give it a rest, but we replay the Vine because the Lizzle's obsessed.
Come on, man.
Someone used our studio.
Come on, man.
Kevin doesn't listen to the show.
Come on, man.
Nigel, this copy's a joke. Sales weasel, sell us an ad. Bob Ryan, get a new phone.
When something goes wrong on the TK show, cue up Brian Racco. Others quote Shakespeare, Shelley, and Thoreau. We call Brian Racco every time.
As I drive to golf, I wonder what is wrong with my car. As the engine light comes on, and as I still drive on, I think of cash I've paid to Jim Coleman. Can't wait to tell Will Bond. I'm a yelling add-on star. What is wrong with this bleeping car? Can't stay calm because I see engine light flashing back at me, and I worry. I worry. That's my move. My move every day. Yes, and I worry. Don't care what you say, yay. I'll worry anyway. Worry anyway.
Where it began, the North Carolina border, as the check engine light came on, Jim Coleman was closed. So Tony called him at home and demanded to know just what was wrong. Phone placing calls, chief mechanic calming Tony.
The best things in life are free, but Robin Dixon gets a 10 grand fee. So plug mojitos at a Cuban restaurant.
At half price.
So plug mojitos, oh yeah, at a Cuban restaurant. Though Mr. Tony charges 3 grand a grill, I'm still headed out to Burtonsville. I need mojitos. Yeah, that's what I want. I need those mojitos. Oh, yeah. At half price. I need mojitos.
At half price.
Bring me mojitos.
So three new songs and then three old guy radio inspired songs, all hilarious. Some great collaborations there and some original one-off tunes. This past week we had the Masters, something I generally dread because I don't like golf talk on the show, but it gave us the pleasure of hearing Steve Sands on there multiple times in the course of a few days. And Steve Sands, as you all know, his family owns a wine store, Calvert Woodley, in Northwest D.C., as well as the spinoff store La Cheeserie. And the great tradition now is anybody who sees Steve Sands on the Golf Channel or sees him live or meets him just yells La Cheesery at him. And that inspired some great ideas. So Glenn had had an idea for a Bobby Darin parody of Beyond the Sea on the Ideas page, and he posted it there. So I'm going to play my interpretation of that. And then that the conversation that broke out between myself, Glenn, and Robert Berg on the page inspired me to then do this next one, a parody of Shaggy. So I'll play a quick clip of Steve Sands talking about the La Cheesery experience, and then two La Cheesery songs.
Steve Sands of the Golf Channel joins us now, and there's
the
drama of the Masters was second only to the notion of how many people during the course of the Masters week yelled out La Cheesery to Steve Sands. So we need to clarify that before we move on to the Masters. How many?
The over-under on the week was 41.
Right.
For the 4 days.
Right.
And it flew over.
Really?
It was outrageous how many people came up to me and yelled La Cheesery. I think a few of them actually were taken off the property by security for yelling too loudly.
Somewhere near to a T, somewhere for NBC. There he stands, yes, it's Steve Sands. Then out of the blue comes La Cheesery. Steve, he gets around, but littles, they do abound. Happy was he with Arnold P. Then some jerk interrupts with La Cheesery. I know beyond a doubt patience will end all too soon. We'll meet, I know we'll meet outside the store, hit discount and then some more. Happy he'll be once he bribes me. Never again shout La Cheesery. No more shouting, so long shouting, bye-bye shouting.
Hi, welcome to Calvert Woodley. How can I help you?
I'd like some Merlot and some Zinfandel.
All right.
And some Cabernet.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Just one more thing.
What's that?
La Cheesery!
Picture this. I was with Arnold Palmer sitting near a Georgia green. Out of nowhere, a gentleman approached to deliver a message to me. How could I explain to Arnie this happens all the time? You see, my dad owns a shop that carries stinky cheese and fancy wine.
Hey, Steve Sands, I really had to meet ya. Mr. Tony told the Littles how we should greet ya. Others might ask about the PGA, but Littles only got one thing to say.
When I'm covering the Masters,
La Cheesery.
With other broadcasters,
La Cheesery.
With Danny Willett and his trophy,
La Cheesery.
Or on location in Sochi,
La Cheesery.
Giving tours of Augusta,
La Cheesery.
Or with my Allstate adjuster,
La Cheesery.
Interviewing Ricky Fowler,
La Cheesery.
Or at the gym in the shower,
La Cheesery.
Hey, Sam's La Cheesery.
La Cheesery. So that was a lot of fun to do, and hopefully Glenn's vision for that original idea was honored with the Bobby Darin tune, and then hopefully expanded upon with the absurdity that is a Shaggy song. So coincidences abound with TK Jingles. Oftentimes I'll find myself working on a song, and then I'll see something posted or I'll see an idea where somebody else is doing the exact same song. And for me, you know, I've done 8,000 songs, so I guess that makes sense, but it applies to other people too, where oftentimes you'll see the same song submitted by two people in the same week. It's just crazy how that serendipity, or whatever you want to call it, those coincidences happen. And this next number is a song that John Neiswinger, who is an extremely talented piano player, and he had mentioned to me a while ago that if you ever want to do a Billy Joel song or a Ben Folds song. I know them all. Just send it to me and I can get you a track quickly. And that's such a gift to me because I know every single Billy Joel song. So if I ever need to parody one, I know that I have this amazingly talented piano player that can whip it out. Yeah, well, that sounded a little Schwitz-like. That can crank one out. Well, that's okay. That can turn around a track quickly that I can then use for a TK jingle. So I had this idea to do something to the tune of Brick about Chessie because Tony was so despondent about the situation with his dog, how he was like getting down on the ground having to bite the dog and it wasn't working and nobody can teach this dog except for his son's friend, wife's friend, Kate. And Brick is a Ben Folds song that I always have held in reserve as if there's ever a really sad topic or something that's serious, but I want to make fun of like it's sad. That's a song to do because it's such a really, you know, intense subject matter, the original song. So anyway, I started working on an idea and I sent it out to John and he came back with a brilliant take on the chorus that was totally different than what I had in mind to substitute the word, well, you'll find out, but substitute a different word for Brick than what I was thinking of, and I think it works really well. So he sent me some lyrics and said, here's what I think you should do, and it was different than what I wanted. So I said, you know what? That is already so great. I'm going to try to merge mine with yours, but it might not work, so if not, just record yours anyway, and then we'll see how it lays out. So now, here are two completely different versions of the song, the Ben Folds song, Brick, done by myself with John Neiswanger on piano, and then the long version with John Neiswanger all by himself. And they're both, I think, pretty good. So hopefully you enjoy this.
Four AM, Tony and Chester, one more lap around the block. She's hurting him, biting his ankles. Who's leading who here on this walk? And he says, girl, these jeans were $500, but now you've made 500 holes. And I'll have to buy some more. She's a mix of a lion and collie. Her paw suggests there's grizzly in there. She gets kicks out of mauling Tony. As time went by, it played out like a punchline. They told him, Tone, it's time to show her who sheep. So he got down on the ground and bit her ear. That's science.
Ethology, actually.
Six a.m. I'm up like normal. I throw my robe on in the dark. And then I smell something is reeking. That pup is sleeping, I am not. And I find, now that I've adopted one, I've been knocked off of my throne. Like I never have before. She's a bitch, I think she abhors me, hurting me, and I don't have a prayer. She's a bitch, and she's so unholy. And weeks went by. Bloodlines, it's only tone, it's time. tossing out this pelt I'm chewing. And for the moment, I'm alone. She's on the throne, chewing a bone. I guess I've blown it. She's a bitch and I kneel so lowly. I'm a sheep and I'm hurting everywhere. I'm her bitch and I'm beating holy.
Thanks, John, for helping me on that track, and it is always so interesting and fun for me to see the different ways that we can interpret some of these topics and songs, particularly when it's the same song. So before we get to the mailbag, I wanted to do... Oh, Schwitz Break is back.
Welcome back to American Bandstand. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome back to the program a man who probably deserves some introduction. After all, this is really the only forum where you can hear his music. About a year ago, our next guest debuted a song on this show, Teach Me to Schwitz, and it drew a lot of strong reactions from our audience. In that time, he's had a number of hits. Well, relatively speaking, anyway. And all of them were in the same vein. Classic records like Slow Schwitzen, The Mexican Hat Schwitz, and Schwitzen USA. You may remember him as the very embodiment of the term a hot mess, and, well, you know that's probably an accurate description. Sweaty's new autobiography, Broken Record, My Life in Rock and Roll, is available at bookstores now. If you're not willing to buy that or aren't interested in his LPs, I would encourage you to, at the very least, flip a quarter into the hat that he's left at the front of the stage. This man has a family to feed, after all, and he's clearly working very hard and is obviously struggling quite a bit. So I hope you'll take some pity on him, as he really has nothing good going for him in his life. So with that introduction, ladies and gentlemen, Sweaty Pudgy.
Come on, everybody. Drop your pants. Oh, you looking good. I'm gonna sing my song, it won't take long. We're gonna take a schwitz and it goes like this. Come on and schwitz again, like last November.
The triumphant return of Sweaty Parcheesi in the Schwitz Break. Hope you enjoyed that. I always love doing those stupid things. It keeps this fun for me. Now, every now and then, there's a moment on Tony's show that's very affirming, where there's a jingle that I've done that isn't necessarily even topical. It's just something that I think is interesting or that I feel like he might have said and I agree with him on or I disagree with him on and I do a song about it. So that happened late last year with the I-95 song. And then this week, they were talking about the troubles and struggles of I-95, and it's an evergreen topic because I-95 always sucks. So I wanted to play this clip from Gene and Tony and then the song that goes right along with the feeling.
On 95 South on Sunday, I was dead stopped for 15, 20 minutes. And then when you begin to crawl again, you're not going fast.
It's a horrible road, 95
South. So, yeah, so I don't want to be on 95 ever.
At first I was confused, I was mystified. Kept asking what's with all this traffic on a Sunday morning drive. And yet I drove that road again, heading to Potomac Mills. Now after 2 hours in my car, I feel a rising urge to kill. Oh yes, I'm stuck near Quantico. Oh, where was I even headed? I don't remember anymore. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you just can't move. And the HOV's always going the other way. Oh no, I hate this road. Next time I'm walking, well that's if I ever make it home. I think I heard somebody say, why didn't you use Waze? That's so naive. This highway's like this every day. Don't ever drive
I-95. Oh, but if you do, bring some food or I doubt that you'll survive. Every driver will be caught in this three-lane parking lot. I-95. I-95. Oh, I-95.
It is always so bad. And I can proudly say that since I recorded that song, I have not been on I-95 South, south of Springfield, Virginia. Which is sad for the folks that run IKEA, because I'd love to go there, but it's just not worth it. This past week at tkjingles.com, there was some wonderful conversation going on the I Wish I Was Balder track. So if you haven't seen that, go check it out. There's a conversation going on about fantasy jingling drafting. It's just ridiculous on Luke Overbay's I Wish I Was Balder song. It's always fun to go to tkjingles.com and see what's going on. If you click on the activity link at the very top of the page, you can see all the comments and all the songs and all the ideas that have been recently added and get a sense of what's going on in the community and what's a hot topic right now. Speaking of hot topics, I put something on Facebook and it drives me crazy how crappy the Facebook algorithm is, but it's been deemed unimportant by Facebook, so nobody's responding. But if you'd like to know, or like to have some input, actually, on what songs we perform at TK Jingles Live this summer, go to facebook.com/TK Jingles and give your feedback to my most recent post, because it's that question, and like 10 people have seen it, because I guess it doesn't have an image or whatever, but for whatever reason, Facebook hasn't shown it to anybody. I guess they want me to just be a sucker and pay to promote the posting or something, but I would love to have your feedback, love to have your votes. There's only a couple things written in permanent ink for this summer. There's one particular moment that drove me to do this whole thing. The only reason I'm doing it is for this moment that like 5 people will enjoy, but that's why we're doing this, folks. There's one moment. I'm not gonna tell you what it is until you're there. But then the second thing that we're gonna do is Balding Jordan Spieth. That's definitely happening. Everything else, that's up in the air. So I would appreciate your feedback. TKJingles.com, or actually Facebook.com/TKJingles. Give your feedback and let us know what you think. Now, last week, I went on a long rant about entertainment. And John, one of the folks that I chatted with on Twitter, had made some comments about my opinions about The Walking Dead and entertainment and art and et cetera, et cetera. And anyway, went on a long rant, and John sent me a really thoughtful, really well-worded, well-thought-out email, and I wanted to share a little bit of that here just for posterity and give some of his feedback so it's not just a one-way conversation. So in response to my rant about entertainment and how I basically feel that just because you have a credential doesn't mean that you have the right to be, that you're better than anybody else. So for instance, I just bought a new microphone. So I have Mark Maron's microphone. Mark Maron is the most popular podcast on iTunes. Does that mean that I somehow now am more like, I don't know, I'm better at podcasting now because I have the right tools, or I've done this for 100+ episodes, so therefore I'm good? I mean, I guess I've learned something in the last 2 years, but my first episode could have been just as good as my 100th episode. Anyway, so John responded with this, and I wanted to read it just to give his point of view a chance to come out here. So here we go. For me, at least, my point of view comes from a comment I heard from the wise sage Kid Rock. Obviously, John's being facetious here. Obviously, we should always look for deeper meaning in everything Kid Rock spouts off about, but I think he nailed it with this one. He was being interviewed for some song that was currently popular while in a hot tub with a hot chick under each arm. The very last question he was asked was about some of the criticism he has received about the song. His response has always stuck with me. If you think writing a hit song is easy, you should do it. Because being rich is fun, as he looks at the girls he's sitting with in a hot tub. Now, I don't think it is wrong to be dissatisfied with a product or disappointed or to wish it had gone another way. But to say that I am capable of doing it better or I know his audience better has no basis, other than me saying so. There is no supporting evidence to suggest that that is true. Saying that ignores and to me is disrespectful of the talent required to doing a complicated task at a successful level, like Greg Garcia or Greg Nicotero or even Kid Rock. If I could do it as well, I probably should. And that, you know, that's where we just part ways. I guess we'll have to agree to disagree, because I think that doing television, doing music, doing a podcast is more of an art form than it is a science. And any layman can be an artist. You know, if you have an idea, if you're inspired, if you're doing something, you can do that. The credentialism associated with that, I guess, is what bothers me. So if I'm writing a story, I don't see why that's any less valid than Greg Nicotero or some of the folks on The Walking Dead writing a story. And there are other constraints, obviously, surrounding their profession, around the studios and licensing rights and actors' contracts and other nonsense like that. But I would point to The Americans this past week, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but the end of that episode of The Americans is shocking, strong writing, something that you did not see coming, that just is a complete jaw-dropping stunner in a way of resolving a character story arc that you never expected to go that way. And the whole point I was trying to make with the Walking Dead nonsense was that they had built up to a moment for almost a year and then failed to deliver on it. So I feel totally valid in saying that was a wrong choice. They disrespected the audience. They misled them. And hey, maybe it's going to be a great season 7 and whatever, but they will have lost a big portion of folks who aren't going to come back because they've been jerked around. When South Park had their cliffhanger for Who is Cartman's Father back in 1999 or 2000 when that show first debuted, I am positive they lost a huge section of their audience by having that cliffhanger episode resolve with an April Fool's episode where they didn't even talk about it. It was just Terrence and Phillip, and it was a total left turn, and it was a joke. They mocked their audience for even caring. And they've addressed it years later, saying, you know, we didn't realize that our audience actually wanted to know that, or maybe wouldn't have been such assholes about it and would have addressed it sooner. But the cliffhanger resolution, that's kind of how I felt with The Walking Dead, is, hey, there's this moment we're leading to, and yeah, you know what? Screw it. F you. So anyway, that's enough out of that. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. There was a lot of me, but you know, we also had a lot of great songs, some clips, and I've got a new microphone, as I said. If I sound different or my levels aren't quite right, I welcome your feedback. If you have feedback about TK Jingles Live, please go to facebook.com/TK Jingles and leave your feedback right now. Thanks for listening.
How many ways can I sing about mail? At some point these lyrics must get stale. Tell me when these jingles start getting old. Here comes Tony's mailbag, broadcast worldwide, with the world's most unqualified weather guy. Here comes Tony's mailbag, littles can't be denied. They're gonna keep sending email. They're gonna send faxes and notes till next July.